Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Sweet Discussions here on Blog Talk Radio and All Poetry. Right inside of that is Team of Voices. This is brought to you by the AP Poetry Foundation. Thank you very much, Mr. AP Taylor. What you heard was the Rolling Stones from Start Me Up, one of their amazing hits. We are going to be talking about Saturday Night Live, the 1970s cast. I want The Rolling Stones first appeared on October 7th, 1978. They have appeared, I want to say, and I'm not 100% sure, so I will not say how many times they actually did appear on Saturday Night Live. Let's just say it was quite a few. On the October 7th night, they performed Beast of Burden, Respectable, and Shattered, which is on their 1978 album, Some Girls. Let's see. They have appeared. Trying to see.
Yeah,
you're funny. They don't mention exactly how many times. I think it's 23, but I'm not 100% sure, so do not quote me on that. But, you know, who knows after how long the Rolling Stones have appeared. It might be more like 53. They keep going and going, but I can never tell. Okay, everybody, welcome to All Poetry. Welcome to Blog Talk. And once again, we are sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. I'm very excited to be a part of that. It's a foundation that promotes poetry, gives away scholarships, join any of the contests that are listed on AP on allpoetry.com, and join us. Tonight is Saturday Night Live special. I have Raconteur and Wayne Zett. So hello, guys. How are you tonight?
What a beat up.
Ready to party.
Good. It's going to be a short little show, about an hour. We're going to talk about some of the characters and some of the poems. One of the things I've got is some great quotes. One of my favorite quotes is by Gilda Radner. And I am actually going to go ahead and start the show with my poem and my quote from her. And that is going to be, it's going to be Laughter Grieves. And let me throw that up on the board real quick. Not that both of you can see it, just one. But it's kind of fun. And the quote is, I wanted a perfect ending. Now I've learned the hard way that some poems don't rhyme and some stories don't have a clear beginning, middle, and end. So my poem is called Laughter Grieves. Copious buffet, line walls and fill bellies. False airs, fresh meadow scents, floats from thence. Deny the senses to the awakening of spring. Fools blinded by pearlescent lights of yellow, picking the weeds from the wallpaper of pink and purple wildflowers. A part of tomfoolery, driving found cars, purple, yellow, green. Puppy kisses and baby giggles. Grandpa puns and bad dad jokes. Dog gas and grandma's gums. Finding old pictures at family reunions. Sing loud and dance crazy. Alone or have everyone watching. Laugh till you cry or clowns come to play. Accept rain on the day I get put in my grave. A day for giggling. I'll be above. Laughing along about the stories of us. And poem.
You know, you got such a way with words. You talk about laughter and, you know, right away I think of relationships and things like that. And it's, you know, very much Saturday Night Live. And, you know, I want to say Gilda Radner, not that I knew her, but, you know, it seemed to be her intention. It's just beautiful. Laughter Breeze, yeah. Wayne, what'd you think of Sweetie's piece?
I thought it was very good, very emotional. It kind of just think about the, all the passed away and all the things happened to them. There's a lot of laughter there, but there's a lot of grief too later on. But it's I think about all of them, all the laughter. I try to think about all the grief because a lot of them passed away when they shouldn't. I missed the blue shooting a lot. So, but it's a great poem. Loved it. Very deep.
Thank you. Yeah, there's a lot of tragedy with that group. Gilda Radner obviously passed away from cancer, and Belushi, his drug use. And, you know, it was a tragedy for Dan Aykroyd because he not only did he lose the love of his life, he also lost his best friend. So, you know, he's got a lot of grief on him, too, which is very rough for him. I think that, you know, he's a man that lived in tragedy. But, you know, you also have a lot of great stars that came out of that. You have Bill Murray, and you have Chevy Chase, and, you know, Jim Belushi came out of that, too. And, you know, you have a lot of legacy from that show.
Are you Phil Hartman, too, his situation.
Phil Hartman, yeah.
They're
Phil Hartman.
They're pretty old. They're older than I am, so I'm pretty old. So all these people are getting older for, you know, it's about the about time to check out some of them. Some of them died too early, but they're all getting pretty old. I bet they're all in the 75, 80 range.
We are all getting old, aren't we?
Every minute.
I can't be there every minute.
That's all right. Better to get older than younger, I guess. Or as you get older, they say you get younger. I'm not quite sure how that works.
I've been studying this new technique where you grow younger. And this guy's already grown 6 years younger than he was. But I'll tell you about it later. But it's a fasting technique called the Phoenix Protocol. You gotta check it out. Pretty wild. You can get younger instead of older.
You mentioned buffets. You know, they say at the table nobody gets older. They say
that's true. You know, it was funny that I was looking through, you know, all the classic icon things that we go through. Like you put up, oh no, Mr. Bill. I mean, Mr. Bill is just hilarious. And Saturday Night Live comes with like Gumby, Mr. Bill. Wild and Crazy Guy, you know, Pump You Up. I mean, can you imagine all the little things that we say, like, that are just, you know, bypass slang. Yeah, Killer Bees. I mean, we just say them, and we don't even think that, oh, yeah, that's a Saturday Night Live thing. It's so ingrained in our culture. I can't even think of how many I know.
They were way ahead of the time.
Oh, I know.
Came out, they had those commercials when they first came out during the show. They stopped you through the commercial break. They'd advertise for speed and all that stuff, and it was hilarious. When it first came out, it was an amazing show.
The Church Lady.
Oh, yeah. My favorite, The Church Lady. Oh, God. And my favorite thing, I got to tell you, is like when the very first show I ever saw Saturday Night Live, you know, I was a young teenager, and it was forbidden for me to watch this. I mean, you got to remember, in 1978, I was I was just 11, 12 years old. So this was not something I should be watching.
The first show came out in 75. The first show came out in 75.
Well, and at 75, I was 9 years old.
I was 21.
But I didn't see this show until I was probably 11. The first show I saw, they were obviously doing a commercial about selling marijuana, and I was like, what the hell? But the very first show I saw was about the love toilet. And I cried. I laughed so hard where this couple was on these back-to-back toilets, the love toilet. And I'll never forget it. It was so funny. It's one of my favorite skits is the love toilet. And, And I don't even know if that's the first show I saw. It's just one of the ones I remember is the love toilet. Yeah, No Coke Pepsi. That's Don Belushi's famous cheeseburger fry. No Coke Pepsi.
Cheeseburger
fry. Oh, my God. And of course, I like the priest.
Father
Guido.
Guido
Father
Guido.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
Father
great.
Guido Sabucci, yeah. Oh, my God, he's hilarious. I'm just trying to, like, run him down in my head. And the We Pump You Up Boys, the Wild and Crazy Guys. So
Hans
we're speaking
and
about Wild and Crazy. Hans and Franz. So Silk sent me a poem about Hans and Franz. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah, Hans and Franz. So I have Silk's poem, which is hilarious, by the way. And I think I will go ahead and I'm not a dude, so let me see.
You got to find an interview with, I forget which one of them it was, where Arnold came backstage. When he first came to the show and they met him, and they didn't know if he was happy about the skit or not, and he came to meet them in their dressing room. You got to hear the interview about that. It's hysterical.
How is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he comes to the dressing room like a gangster, smoking a big black stogie, blowing smoke in their faces. How are we going to play this, boys?
Oh, yeah.
It's just interesting
stuff. That's
great. Yeah. He got a kick out of it because they weren't sure if he thought it was funny or not, because, you know, they thought they might be getting their asses kicked.
Okay. Okay.
You put Silk on the board?
No, I'm texting Silk to see if he's going to make it to read my show. That's okay.
Okay.
If he can't, then I will read it. I'm going to wait to see if he's there. I've got Deb. Hopefully she's going to make it. Let's see.
Christopher
Walken. And then I've got Wayne. Christopher Walken. More cowbell. And then I guess David Crosby died today from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah.
Kind of sad.
Yeah.
That upsets me.
Was 80 years old?
Okay. Yeah. I wonder who was the most popular band.
On Saturday Night
Live? Yeah.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
You think so?
I don't know. The audience went crazy whenever anybody showed up live. You know, that was always a lot of fun. The live segment.
How weird. Okay, so of course, the most popular is, let's see, bands on Saturday Night Live were Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine. Outkast. Paul Simon. U2. The White Stripes. I never even heard of them.
Oh, they're good.
And Kanye West, Pearl Jam.
Kanye West.
Arcade Fire, Simon and Garfunkel. Radiohead, Patti Smith, Nirvana, Elvis Costello. There you go.
Nice. Paul Simon was a classic.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. So that's what we got there.
Awesome. And how many bands made their debuts on Saturday Night Live, you know?
Oh, that I don't know.
That's just one of those things. It's, you know, if you were a comedian, you know, it was like, you know, going on Letterman. It was a rite of passage to be out there.
Yep. Absolutely.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. All right. So, Wayne, I am going to put your poem up there.
Well, let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Let me get your poem. Wayne.
Yeah, I started at about 4 o'clock today and finished about 5:15 or something.
Oh, really?
I'm from Jersey. Are you from Jersey?
Jersey.
All right. There's your poem. It's on the board. And then I will hit your SoundCloud now.
Rock and roll.
Maybe. And get all the way up there to the top. All right. Here we go. Oh, wait a minute.
This is called The Best Night Ever. 21 years old, loving the U.S. Air Force. Just finished Missile Systems Maintenance Course. Eight of my best buddies, wearing a uniform too. Every chance we get, we smoke a joint or two. Sitting in a circle, it's easy to pass a dude. Didn't know what to think, watching the tube. Saw the coolest show ever on Saturday night. Laughter, shouting, drinking, this show was right. Acroy and Blushy, they were two like no others. We all got down jamming with the Blues Brothers. Swore we'd never miss a show, we were certain. I love the ladies, Gil Radner and Jane Teresa Curtin. Saturday Night Live, in the right time, in the right place. And nobody was funnier than the loose-headed Chevy Chase. It was 1975. Great music, great show, lots of fun. Wonder why I never did learn how to shoot my gun. And?
Great.
What were the days?
That was a great poem.
John Belushi.
That really was a great poem. Sitting in a circle, it's easy to pass a dude. Didn't know what to think watching the tube. Saw the coolest show ever one Saturday night. Laughter, shouting, drinking, the show was right. I love that. I think that's an awesome tune.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. Yeah. Look how different they all look, how young they all look, too. Look at Bill Murray. What a crack up.
Oh, yeah, Bill Murray.
That picture.
There's so many superstars
okay.
there. There's so many superstars.
Yeah. That's funny. That is a crack up. All righty. Let's see. Let me look at some of the Dan Groy quotes I've got. My whole thing is to entertain, make people laugh, and forget about the real world for a while. Yeah.
The Coneheads.
I love this quote from Dan. Yeah, I love the Coneheads. Oh, my God. I love this quote by Dan Aykroyd. I believe that if a man dies with a single penny still sitting in a bank, he's a fool. That's great. Go out and have fun. Great. That is true. All right. Let's see what other things we got going on. I lost. Where did I go? Oh no.
I'm from Jersey. Are you from Jersey?
I'm from Jersey. I know I'm not, but I should be. Good Lord. I should be. I totally just took myself right out of the
studio.
Okay, studio. No, not out of the studio. I mean out of All Poetry. And just shut that tab right out of there. All right, so I am going to go ahead and read Silk. This may be a whole half-hour show, guys. But, hey, as long as I get all my poems in, right? So let's put this on the board. Here we go. Dum-de-dum. Thank you guys for coming. I'm glad you like Saturday Night Live as much as I did. Okay, this is Tight Slack, Great Bulges, and Check Mix by Silk Black Rose. Cruising around the city in our tight plaid slacks that gave us mojo bulges, can't keep the foxes off our backs. Our funky swing and strut is sure to catch some rays. Our great bulges and our tight plaid slacks has them always wanting to play. Said they want some Chess Mix from the Czechoslovakian brothers' score, showed us their big American breasts and told us she wants Czech's mortgage board. But our bachelor pad was messed around. It seems we've been hosed. Hooray! The foxes never showed with their Lady Liberty birth control. Our friend Cliff rang in and had to explain, we'll never swing again, two out and down hip cats. How did our sure-fire charm fail, not to mention our tight slacks? We're the finest chess swingers ever, spread it around all over town. All the swinging ladies at the Fox bars line up to toss their panties down. We're a couple of wild and crazy guys. Our jazz jive walk is supreme. Don't rain on our parade, though tonight we did not swing successfully. We're the kings of getting laid. That was awesome. That is awesome. Oh my God, I love the lines in here. Like sexfully. That's a great word. Our dance dive walk is supreme. Don't rain on our parade. Oh my God. We're the finest chess swingers ever. Spread it all over town. All the swinging ladies at Fox bars line up to toss their panties down. This is great. Oh, Silk, you have a way with words.
Foxes.
This is hilarious. Foxes. Weighing your thoughts on this.
Some wild and crazy guys. That was a wonderful skit on the show, and this poem is a wonderful poem depicting them perfectly. It's kind of, you know, you can tell off the bat who they are and what they're doing. It's a great poem, and they did a good job of telling the stories of wild and crazy guys. It's a good poem.
Oh, wow. And your puns, mister?
Oh, he did a good job with the capturing a lot of the jokes and from the skits, the feel of the wild and crazy guys and the foxes, you know, the tight slacks. I mean, throwbacks, such memories flooding my brain right now. I'm like, you know, I forget, in the 70s, I was probably like 11, 75. The first time I actually saw Saturday Night Live, it was one of the news skits, and I was, you know, not really paying attention, so I thought it was like the real news. I didn't understand why my parents were laughing, you know. At first, you know, it's just kind of, you know, in the background, and, you know, and they would always change the channel because, like you said, you shouldn't be watching this. And then when I found out what it really was, I opened up a whole new world. It was great. You know, their parodies on social commentary are just, you know, spot on. You couldn't be, you know,
right,
involved in anything without them just like, you know, hitting you about it.
Right. And my parents were youth ministers, so it was never on TV. If I came across it, trust me, it was sheer luck. So yeah, it was definitely not anything that I would ever be on, allowed on, or be a part of, or anything like that. Never once. So yeah, the Coneheads, the Coneheads killed me. We're from France.
Oh no.
We're from France. Okay, glad to see you're from France. That was probably among my favorite. We're from France. Are you now? From France? How'd you get to be from France?
That's from France. Oh,
are you now?
What was the schoolgirl? Or did that come later? Maybe that one came later.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's so many, like you said.
I know. I don't know.
47 years. You know, 47 years.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
Wow, that's crazy. That is
crazy. Like five casts later.
I know, and there's only been like really four that were like crazy, crazy good.
Eddie Murphy. I'm going to be
done. Yeah, a lot of presidents, aren't they?
That was so good.
I don't know. I don't know. Who else is there?
He did Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, too. Oh, man, memories.
Memories. I'm trying to find out. If you had to pick a favorite skit, what would it be?
Cooked Knuckles, but it'd have to be. Anyone on the news desk?
I don't know if I could. Anyone on the news desk? Oh, God. I love sweaty balls. Because who wouldn't?
Sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls.
I believe she was a samurai sword or something. He was a samurai. It's a part of his skit.
Oh, I love that. I totally forgot about samurai sword. God, I totally forgot about that. Oh, my God.
35 years ago. 35 years ago.
Yeah, well, I know, but that's what I was saying. You know, you think about these things and you don't even realize that they're all there,
yeah,
and they're all on that. That's just crazy.
Well, isn't that special?
Church lady. Oh, my God. Wow. That is insane.
I remember Jim Carrey was on there for a while. He was crazy as all get out.
Yeah, he was. What are you going to do when they all up and go? So wasn't Richard Pryor on that, or was that just as a guest?
I think just as a guest. Chris Farley came later, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's another tragedy.
Yeah, absolutely another tragedy. I loved Chris Farley. Yeah. Those are all crazy, crazy people.
Steve Martin.
But Steve Martin, wild and crazy guy. Walk like an Egyptian. You put a lot in there, too. A lot of it.
King Tut.
All right, you guys. Yeah, King Tut. Deb, soon, we are probably going to say goodnight. Because I am done with my poems except for hers, and I will have her read hers on my next show.
What?
So.
Why don't you read some of the quotes that you put up?
I did read all the quotes I put up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought there were more. My bad.
No, I read them all.
That's okay.
That's
because
okay.
I can't.
Because you can't see. But I'm done. I did my thing. I did my show. I did it in almost 40 minutes. But that's okay. All right, guys. I love you. I'll talk to you later. Good night. We'll talk soon again. Next week, I'm going to do Robin Williams, so hopefully we'll have more people. Love you, darling.
Good night.
Night.